It can be a little tricky mixing creativity and business. Having to perform or be creative on demand and under pressure can kind of ruin the experience.
Winter Parks is the opposite of that to me, where it's like, finally, this is my like place to simply express and get the musical thoughts out.
That's James Klippel of Lancaster. He brought a band with him to our studio, but otherwise he writes and records solo under the name Winter Parks.
If I'm going to do a gig or something, now it's like almost like work. But for Winter Parks, it's just, this is my expectation-free zone.
When you sit inside your head for hours, nothing good can hold your feet. I've been trying to water up these flowers, shadows taking up your space. So wonder where I'll go. You said someday you'll get there. You never know. I wonder where you've been. I say, how is the weather in a city you're in?
Do you find that you come up with different things depending on which instrument you're starting with, like different vibes?
So that is one reason why I'm trying to start more songs with the drums, because if I start a song on drums, I think it's going to bring an entirely different energy to the songwriting process.
Right.
If I'm on a keyboard, I'll end up making things that are a little more smooth and laid back or neo-soul vibe. If I'm on guitar, it tends to get a little more like funk oriented. And then bass too, of course. Esperanza Spalding, big influence, but writing songs with the bass at the center and having a riff at the center can be really cool too.
Winter Parks was nominated for a Central Pennsylvania Music Hall of Fame Award in the R&B genre, which got him to really consider what R&B has been historically and whether he fits into it.
R&B, some of the themes that they talk about lyrically is like the struggle. And I was not raised in the hood. I was not raised in like too much of a struggling situation. So it's like, it was a little bit of an identity crisis of like, okay, yes, I am black, but I didn't have to go through a lot of the same struggles. And from a lyrical aspect, I talk a lot about introspection and anxiety and isolation. That is completely relevant to black history in the R&B context, but not in the same way. I feel like that I'm almost more of like a bedroom artist that's complaining about his own internal struggle.
Let you go until you see.
I've heard numerous musicians describe the experience of writing a particular song that just seems to come out so fast, almost faster than they can document it. And I've always been curious about how different people account for that experience.
For me, I think like a lot of it has to do with that we mentally prime ourselves. If I have this moment where inspiration strikes, that might have been like a culmination of me thinking about these 40 different topics the week leading up to.
Right. I've heard another musician say, if there was a God, like it was in those moments.
For me, I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm like more of a pragmatic kind of logical thinker, so I will want to point to evidence or like a cause and effect for it, but it's like I can't point to one thing. Why something moved me beyond normal being of moved.
Right, you know? Right. For WITF Music, I'm Joe Ulrich.